Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only
Hallelujah to God be all the glory for the wonderful, great, and mighty things he is doing in the midst of us, in our personal lives, in the lives of our families. We thank God for the testimonies of the righteous. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the word declares that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow us who believe. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost already. Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow those who believe. And sometimes God will position us. He will put us in a predicament. He will put us in a situation where we need a miracle, sign, or wonder to happen in our lives. And God is the only one that can do the impossible.
Yeah.
God is the only one that can get us out of some circumstances that we find ourselves in. God is the only one that can turn certain situations around.
Yes.
And that's why we pray. That's why we seek his face. That's why we come to the throne of grace, asking God to move on our behalf and behalf of those who we love and are near and dear to our hearts. So we thank God for you on tonight who come to this Tuesday night prayer. I feel God. We know that in the name of Jesus, so much is pulling on us to pull us away from the things of God. I'm a big sports fan, and the NBA playoffs are going on now. Football season happens, and baseball season, and all the entertainment and reality TV shows. But I'm with a few people that understands the importance and the power of prayer.
Yes.
When we make prayer a priority, communicating with God, talking to God, asking God, going to God. That's what God is looking for in this hour.
Yeah.
That's what God needs us to do. And, you know, some of us, glory be to God, I'm 51 years of age and I've seen a lot. And as we look around, as we hear, we have so many devices that we can learn about so much going on throughout the world. There's never been an age in which we live that so much has been made available to us.
Right.
And with that, God is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. The technology doesn't change him. The fact that man's wisdom can't solve certain problems doesn't change God.
Yes.
Even the fact that we're going through what we're going through
does not change.
Does not change who he is. Who he is does not change who he is. Ha! What it is does not change who he is. And that's so why I'm so elated and excited about prayer, because Pastor, as you prayed that song tonight, I can only imagine. God has given, hear God, he has given you and I an imagination. He has given us the gift to imagine, to daydream, to dream, to think about what if.
Yeah.
So the imagination of our mind and how our brain works can be a powerful thing. Imagine, my wife used to write books and read a lot of books as a kid, and she said, I imagine myself in a good relationship.
Mm.
I imagine myself being happy.
Yeah.
I imagine myself having some of the finer things in life. Because she read Daniel Steele, and she read about the rich people on the other side of the lake that had the yachts and the homes, that had the polo ponies and played polo. And she imagined what the rich and famous would be like. She imagined having some of the things coming from humble beginnings. So as we went forth and begin to accumulate and accomplish and obtain some of the good things that life have to offer, it started with her imagination. It started with her dreaming and wanting more. And then, glory be to God, you and I, as we use our imagination, God begins to do things. I want to read a few verses from Acts, the 27th chapter. We're going to go right into prayer. But the Apostle Paul was given a vision and a prophetic word by God saying you will get to Rome. You will be able to stand before Caesar, the most powerful man in the world, because I have said it will happen. And when God has said something to you, I don't care how many delays, I don't care how many pit stops, I don't care how many pitfalls, it will happen. He will perform what he said over your life.
Yeah.
That's why we got to pray so we won't give up. We got to pray so we will endure. We got to pray because we need supernatural help from God. But here's Paul on a ship trying to get to Rome, and he already advised them not to sail because something was wrong with his spirit. He just had a feeling that something was going to happen if they get on this boat, board this ship, go on this ocean, go on the sea and sail. Paul just had something in the spirit saying we should not take this trip. But they did not listen, and they sailed anyway, trying to save time. But in Acts chapter 27, verse number 20, hear what the Bible says. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small storm or tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, we should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed or not have sailed from Crete to have gained this harm and loss. Verse 22 says, and now I exhort you, or I encourage you, or I am telling you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, only the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. Oh, I can stay right there and talk the rest of the night. You belong to God.
Amen.
Paul belonged to God. I belong to God. Pastor Rebecca belongs to God. And everyone under the sound of my voice, if you are saved and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you also belong to God. Paul said, for the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. That means all those attached to you, your family, all those who you love, because God is blessing you, they too will be blessed. Verse 25, and I'm going to stop. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. He says it again. For I believe God.
For I believe God.
That it shall be even as it was told me. And I just want to talk a few moments and pick some things out of these few verses. In the midst of a long abstinence of the sun, they couldn't even see stars. The storm and the tempest and the hurricane and the tornado was so thick, the sun, the moon, the stars could not penetrate it. And it was so dark, and they were on the ocean. They thought they would lose their life. They was losing hope. But an angel came to Paul and said, it's going to be all right. You might lose the ship. You might lose some valuables. You might lose some things that belong to you. But nobody's going to lose their life. Oh, glory be to God. He said nobody on this ship is going to lose their life. So he says, with that information, he said, be of good cheer. And before we pray tonight, God is telling me to tell you, be of good cheer. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
This world did not give you this joy. This world should not be able to take it away. So be of good cheer. He says it again twice, be of good cheer. And the reason he recites this in our ears and through our reading, because Jesus said to his disciples, be of good cheer. Oh, hallelujah. when you read the Bible, it will just encourage you. That's why I don't leave it closed during the week. Open up the Word of God. Read the Scriptures. Go to the Word of God. Even if it's just one verse, one chapter, one text, get this Word in your life. Read the Bible. Jesus said to his disciples, I have overcome the world, so be of good cheer. And number two, Paul says, fear not. Don't be scared. Tyler Perry, everybody quoting Tyler Perry from his movies. And we joke about it, but fear can be a real thing. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. The devil's trying to trouble your mind. He's trying to get you to worry and operate out of fear. But God has already given you a sound mind. We won't lose our mind. We won't let our thoughts get the best of us. So be of good cheer. And Paul says, fear not. God is not giving you the spirit of fear. So when we put our faith there, fear must disappear. When you walk by faith and not by sight, your fear will disappear. Number three, the scripture says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He said, the angel of the Lord spoke to me, whose I belong to. It may not be an angel that come to you. God may not send an angel, but the spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, the greater one on the inside of you, will always talk to you. Always available to speak to you. That still small voice that we house on the inside of us is always there to speak to us. When you're sleeping, at your job, when you're cooking your chicken and frying your fish, when you're tending to your grandchildren and babysitting, when you're going on your job interviews, that voice will never stop talking to you. When you're going through medical treatment and sickness, that voice will be yours. So that's why Paul got encouraged, because I'm sure he was afraid. I'm sure Paul saw what they saw, hopelessness.
Yeah.
But God sent the angel to reassure Paul, you will get to Caesar. And finally, before I pray, Pastor, Paul said, I believe God. I don't know what you're facing tonight, beloved. I don't know what you're going through in this season and this time in your life. But I pray to you that you begin to believe God.
Yes.
I'm asking you to believe God. I believe God.
I believe God.
Me and my wife are going through things. The church is always a challenge to pastor in this hour. There's so much going on in the land of the living. There's so many prayer concerns. But I believe God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe you on tonight. That's why we are praying. That's why we are seeking your face. That's why we are coming to you, because we believe you. We believe your word. We believe the Bible. We believe the Holy Scriptures. We believe in your doctrine. We believe in the Orthodox Logos word. We believe in the Rhema word. We believe in the word of revelation. We believe in your word, which, oh, hallelujah, shall never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain forever. And we just believe your word tonight. Your word says, by your stripes, we are already healed. Your word says, we are more than conquerors. Your word says, we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Your word says, God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Your word says that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything that we need will be added unto us. Your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Your word says, oh, I feel God, that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Your word says, bring them to the elders of the church, and they'll pray for the sick among you. They'll pray for those who need healing. They'll pray for those with infirmities. Your word says, bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith, anointing the sick with oil. And it says, the sick shall be made well.
Yeah.
It says if they have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. It says if they have fallen, they shall be lifted up. I pray for Vanita right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that young mother. I pray for that young woman of God. I pray right now, and I speak health to her heart. I speak health to her body. I speak newness to her, her organs. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Vanita, be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Vanita, he sent your word that you might be healed and saved from your sickness. Vanita, Jesus has already healed you, and we speak healing over your life. We speak those things that be not as though they were. So, Lord, you know what she's preparing for. Lord, you know what she's about to walk through. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of, a miracle. And right now, we know that you have already done it by faith. We know that if we believe, that's why I said I believe God. I believe God for our spiritual daughter. I believe God for this new mother of Sophia. I believe God for Kevin Carlo that you're going to put more on these young people that they can handle in the name of Jesus. That's why I pray for every child represented on this prayer line. I pray for every adult child. Adult children need you, God. They are being pulled in so many directions. They have so many things coming into their ears. They have so many choices to make in their lives. It doesn't excuse anything. But, God, you said for us to pray for our children, to raise them up in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And right now, we pray for our grandchildren. We pray for our sons and our daughters. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our wives and our husbands. We pray for our children. We pray for our spiritual congregations and our parishioners. We pray for our coworkers. We pray for our neighbors in our neighborhoods and our communities. We pray for our politicians and the leaders of this great nation. We pray and we seek your face. And we say, Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us who love you. So right now we pray, like the Apostle Paul, we pray that we will get to the other side. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will be able to get to our destination. We pray for healing for the sick among us. I pray right now, if you lift up your hands to heaven, if you have sickness in your body, I decree and declare healing over your life. I decree and declare restoration over your life. Someone got pain in the leg area, pain in the back area, pain in their nerves and in the muscle and the tendencies in their body. Some people, in the name of Jesus, have a chronic and clinical conditions. But God says, by his stripes, you are healed. If you believe God, I heard you, Holy Ghost. Paul said, for long abstinence, we didn't see a change. For a long time, we did not see any difference. For a long period of time, it was days and nights that passed, and we didn't see any chance for hope. And many of us have been in certain conditions for a long time. We've been in certain situations for a long time. And Paul said, it doesn't matter how long. It said we saw darkness for many days. It doesn't matter how long you've been in pain. It doesn't matter how long you've been facing the hardship. It doesn't matter how long you've been facing a similar trouble or problem. The devil is a liar. Can I let you in on something? That long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. None of us want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can I say that again?
Yes.
I do not want to suffer.
Yes.
But Paul said to know and identify with his sufferings in the power of his resurrection. Sometimes we go through things because we identify with Christ. Caller, I see that hand. I'm going to take that caller. Pastor, we're going to move a little differently tonight. I'm going to let you pray. But I see these hands being raised. And we're going to move a little differently tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines tonight because the Spirit is saying, shift. Pastor and I are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And he's saying right now, shift. And we see these callers, we see these hands, and we're going to put them on the air in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Yes, it is, Pastor. We're working with our technology here. We're going to get to every caller. But area code 678, we see you. God bless you. Area code 678, you're on the air. God bless you. Uh, 678, are you there? Hey, man, we're going to take another caller. But 678, I don't know if you're traveling or if you're in a bad area. We're going to get back to you. 678, we're going to get back to you. Maybe you're traveling.
Hello?
It looked like you were trying to say something, and we could
Hello?
Not hear you. Yes, this is another 678 area code. Yes, God bless you. 678.
Love to you, love to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Like the streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise to bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Let my worship flow to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love for me. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody on this line. God bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank God for everyone that prays. Thank God for everyone that loves each other. Thank God for people that have helped me through this long road. Thank God for the door that you're getting ready to open for me, dear Lord. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love you so much,
you,
dear Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for all my loved ones. Thank you for all who cares. Thank you for everyone that cares for each other. Thank you, Lord, for praying for other people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your Jesus, for your hands on my life, for your grace over my life, dear Lord. And I ask, Father, that You lay your hand on Vanita, lay your hand, and I declare and I decree that she will be restored and healed, Lord, in Jesus' name, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, dear Lord. Bless everyone in this line, dear Lord. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for Carmen. Thank you for Vanita. Thank you for Pastor Rebecca. Thank you for Jamal. Thank you for Miriam. Thank you for those that don't say anything, but thank you for being on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together in one accord, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless my son. Bless my family. Bless my friends. Bless those who need blessings, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, dear Lord. Thank you for the people you have put in my path, dear Lord. Thank you for those who have helped me come along. And thank you for a new beginning. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
you, Pastor Rebecca.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Pastor Anthony. and God bless you both.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. He is the God of new beginnings, and we thank God for his grace.
Yes,
you and I are living in the dispensation of grace, and,
yes,
and we thank God for the New Testament believers, and that's what we are, as something about the grace of Almighty God that can get us through anything.
Yes,
and I love that song, Come to You. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary, burdened, and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Come to me and cast your cares upon me, because I care for you.
Yes.
And as you sing that song, my heart and my spirit and everyone on this prayer line, you lifted our spirits tonight with that song. Because we are all going through something.
Yes.
And you said, come to Jesus, I come to you, I run to you. And as you lifted up Benita and as you lifted up everybody in this prayer line, we want to pray for you real quickly. Father,
we thank you for the
new beginning. We thank you for a fresh start. We thank you for the newness in the second and third or fourth chances or how many of chances we need. God, you know what we stand in the need of. And you know you won't put on us more than what we can handle. So, Lord, I thank you for Sister Maria. I thank you for her son. I thank you for her family. I thank you for those that mean something and a lot to her, even as she has prayed that she know that you have sent people her way in this time of her life. Lord, you have surrounded her with people speaking encouragement into her life.
She
has people praying for her. She don't even know that they're praying for her.
Yes,
she has people that love her, and they may not even say it to her. But, Lord, I thank you that she feels the love, that she feels the encouragement, that she feels that she's getting stronger through everything that you have allowed in her life. She's getting the greater anointing, even receiving the gift of her heavenly language, Lord, receiving the supernatural gifts that you are giving her. Lord, I know you're not done with her yet. Because your word says, he who has begun a good work in her shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So you already determined the end at the beginning.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Oh, I speak that to your life right now. God has already determined your end at the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Before you came out of your mother's womb, before your mom and dad got together and had you, God said he had plans for you. Before he forms in the womb, he knew you, the scripture said.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
So that means he saw everything that you're going through right now, and he sees everything that you will go through, and God got you.
Yes,
so I
Lord.
Thank God
having your
he
way,
has,
dear
he has a blessing on your life. He knows
thank
that he needs
Jesus.
People like you in the earth realm. He needs people
Lord.
Like you on the face of this earth that love people unconditionally. And that's why
Lord,
he's going to open doors for you that no man can shut.
Yes, Lord, thank
so God,
you. Hallelujah.
God's going to open doors. And,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just heard one word resounding in my spirit, and the word was opportunities.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The word was opportunities. I don't know what opportunities you need. I don't know what opportunities
Lord.
He's going to give you, but he gave me one word tonight. And he said, tell her opportunities.
Yes,
opportunities.
Jesus, thank you. Thank
so
you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
I don't know what it means.
Thank you, Jesus.
And second chances or having a chance.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To
God be all the glory. Have it your way, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Keep praising him. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, Lord. Have you your way. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Worshiper, she praise her. And we thank God for her spirit in the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God is so good, church.
Yes.
And we love him on tonight. We're going to take this next caller, calling from area code 973. 973. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony and Sister Carmen. I hope you're well tonight. When you started the prayer line, you prayed for me. I thank you for that because she really needs all the prayers. She was supposed to go to Canada on this.
Okay. That's it.
Amen. That's all right. Amen. That's all right. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you for Sister Carmen, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for her family, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for everything that concerns you. We give it to you, concerns her. We give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for even, Father God, drying every tear, God, catching every tear in the bottle, God. Lord, you know, Father God, the plans you have for her and her family, God, and the plans you have for Benita, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father God, that you are sovereign, oh, God. And we pray healing of Benita's life, oh God. We open doors that no man can close, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we remove every obstacle, God, out of her way that's trying to stop her, oh God, even now from getting her healing. And we declare, Father God, that you can make a way out of no way. So, Lord, we ask tonight that you make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. And we believe, God, that you can do all things. We believe for miracles. We believe, oh God, hallelujah, that you, Father God, can, Father God, just speak to the hearts of people to do whatever needs to be done for Benita's sake, Lord. So we're believing you on tonight, God. We're believing for the impossible tonight, God. We're believing, oh God, hallelujah, so for you to move all the red tape, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue to have your way even in Benita's life, God, even if she's trying to make her way to Canada, but we don't know what went on. Hallelujah. Is she still, Sister Carmen, is she still positioned to go to Canada?
Yeah, she was supposed to, the surgery was set for June, and she was supposed to be in Canada by Thursday, but she doesn't want to go. She has a bad feeling. So, and nobody was able to accompany her because you need a passport, and her mother's passport was, you know, it was expired, so she would have had to go by herself. So she's not going to go. She said she's number three on the waiting list here in the States, so she's going to wait. And I was talking to her mother, and I told her mother, you know, God is in control. If she's not going because this is not what God wanted. So, you know, they had to call the ambulance for her last night because she couldn't breathe, and she was having chest pains. So they put a monitor on her, and her heart rate goes from 135 down to 40.
I thought
there was not going to be no dedication, but she's going to be here. The baby will be dedicated on Sunday.
Okay, amen, amen. Yes, God is in control. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Sister Benita. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We pray healing of her heart right now. Lord, we know that you are able right now to give her a new heart, oh God, that every part of her body, Father God, belongs to you, Lord. So, Lord, whether you use the supernatural or whether you use the medical field, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will get this heart situation straightened out, that you will heal Benita's heart, that you will touch her heart, that you will heal her heart, that you will give her what she needs, Lord. We speak long life over her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life over her. We speak life that she shall, Father God, see her baby grow up, that she will walk her down, see her graduate, that she will see little Sophie get married, that she will be here to see her grandchildren, Lord. So we speak life, Lord. You answered many prayers on this prayer line, and Lord, we're standing in agreement, Lord, tonight. You said touching and agreeing two or more, and we're standing in agreement and believing from Benita on tonight, and we believe that it is so, God. Even Lord, we know that, hey, Father God, she did not make it to Canada, God, but that may not have been your will, God. So Lord, order her steps, direct her path, give her, Father God, the heart that she needs, Lord God. Supernaturally touch her heart, Father God, heal her heart in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we believe in you, Father God. You are sovereign, God. Whatever way you decide that you want to heal her, God, we're touching and agreeing with you. So we lay hands on Benita in the spirit realm, even as her heart beat, Father God, is being monitored right now, Father God. We speak healing over her life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe, Sister Carmen,
yes.
We believe God.
Yes,
we believe God fulfilled that thing earlier through the book of Acts. When Paul was shipwrecked, it looked like there was no hope. He said, but the angel of the Lord came and spoke unto him, and he said the angel told him that he would not lose anything. He would lose his ship, but no lives would be lost. And we're declaring that of Benita's life, that her life will be sustained, that she shall live and not die, and declare the glorious works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So we know that God's already done it. I see angels being dispatched. I see God moving in the supernatural realm, even in the natural realm, to make sure that Danita has everything that she needs. It's not by chance that she got a fever. It wasn't by chance that she got a fever. Amen. God is in control. So, Lord, we give full control to you, God. We give full control to you. Bless this grandmother. Bless Sister Carmen. Bless this great grandmother, oh God, as she prays for the mother of her great grandchild. Bless her, oh God. Give her comfort. Give her peace. Thank you for building up her faith. Thank you for what you're doing in her faith, God. Thank you, Lord, for walking with her, God. Continue to give Sister Carmen the desires of her heart, and her desires is that her family would be saved, that her family would know you, that they would be well, oh God. So, Lord, continue to bless her children, save her grandchildren, her children. Father God, continue to touch each and every family member, touch her husband, continue to bless her marriage, God. Lord, we believe you, oh God. Bless her pastors, oh God, even if she's concerned about her pastors. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. You answer this woman's prayers. She is a prayer warrior. She's here every Tuesday night, God. God said you've been faithful with a few things. And he answers and he hears your prayers. So we know that God is hearing your prayer on tonight, Sister Carmen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. God said, let not your heart be troubled. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in him. Trust in Jesus. Trust in them. Know that God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And everything is going to be okay. God is in control. I just hear God saying, I got this. I have this. I'm in control. So we believe God, and we touch and agree with you, Pastor Anthony and I, touch and agree with you and everybody on this prayer line concerning Benita and her heart. We believe God. He gave her her heart, and we know that he can sustain and heal her heart, and he can give her a brand new heart. Whatever way he wants to do it, we declare her healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I love you both. I've had you in my mind. I'm always thinking of you and worrying about you and praying for you. I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you, Sister Carmen. Amen. You're a blessing to our lives, and we thank God for you. And be of good cheer. And as you just cheered us up, we're going to cheer you up as well. It's reciprocity. And we thank God for you. As, you know, you love Sophia, Vanita, and we're looking forward to dedicating that baby on Sunday and presenting her back to the Lord.
Yes.
And praying for Vanita healing.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you both. Good night.
God bless.
God bless you. Love you. Amen.
She is a blessing.
Amen.
And we thank God for all things work together for the good of those who love God and called according to his purpose. The scripture says, lean not into our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge God. And he will direct our paths. Everything's happened for a reason. Area code 732-732. We thank God for you tonight.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. How are you guys doing this evening?
Amen. We're blessed.
Amen. We're blessed. God bless you, son.
That's good. I'm just calling to talk about my absentees in church. I've just been really busy with the dance rehearsal and different things that's been going on. And this message of God, I love you guys. And actually, I'm driving on my way home from dance rehearsal now to get ready for my show June 6th. And also, I just want to put in the prayer request that you guys, you know, keep me covered as I go into a new career with modeling. Just this past week, I was blessed to work with a fashion photographer in the industry. And I got some good feedback, and I did my first photo shoot and everything. And I just want to thank God for everything he has done in my life, in my family life, and also just keep me grounded and keep me humble at this young age of 22 with God, you know, because there's so much going on, and I could be out here in the world, but I'm not. So I just want to say thank you for that. And just my prayer for me and my family.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. And we thank God your ambition and your drive to be successful in so many different areas and walks of life. We thank God for that drive and that tenacity that he has given you. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We thank you for Elijah. We thank you for his life. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as he said he has missed the fellowship. But, Lord, we thank you that as you continue to allow him the time to come and worship and praise your name,
yes,
we know that, Father God, hallelujah, without you, he can do none of this stuff. So we want to give him to you. Because you're going to open these doors and not just open them, but keep them open. So, Lord, I thank you for the career and all the things that he has going on. But, Lord, I thank you that you would allow the desire and the thirst for you to even increase in this stage of his life. I thank you as he draws near to you, that you would draw near to him. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, even as you allow us to experience your days and your years and your months and your weeks. Allow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even time with you. So I thank you, hallelujah, for the worship and the relationship that he has with your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit on the inside of him, not ever condemning but convicting him, Lord, to do right in the name of Jesus in every area of life. I thank you for disciplines of the gospel, disciplines, Lord, that would allow him to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for the career that he will excel in. Thank you for the thing that went well with the photographer in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, encourage his heart. I thank you that you're now opening doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we know that he belongs to you. We know that you want to do a spiritual work in his life. We know, Lord, that he who has begun a good work in him shall complete it. So, Lord, I thank you. Even as he said, pray for my family. I pray for Isaiah. I pray for Ashley. I pray for his sisters. We pray for his mom, Lori Davis. We pray for the Davis family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on this young man. Give him the grace that he needs in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for his future. I thank you for his relationship with you, Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you would even allow him to know you in a deeper way, in a deeper, more, Father God, concrete way in the name of Jesus, even at a young age, as he said. That his relationship with you, God, would be tight. His relationship with you, Jesus, would be on point. With the Holy Ghost leading him in the directions that he should go. So cover his family. Cover him as he go and perform. Cover him, Lord, as he goes for promotions on his job. Cover him, Lord, as he rehearses and travels on the highways and the byways. Cover him as he goes to and from work, as he drives as a postal worker. Cover him in the name of Jesus. So we give Elijah to you. And we say, God, have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. We're so godly proud of you. But and with all that good news, you know, Pastor and I, we need to see you in that service.
Yes, right. So
and we understand the busyness and the rehearsals, but we know that with God, you're going to do what you can do and perform and get these promotions. And God, Pastor and I always want to see you, even if you got to press your way and catch part of the service, Sunday mornings are important. Amen?
Amen. We'll definitely be there.
We know you're a busy young man. But we know what God is telling us to tell you, to try
Amen.
To press your way and work your schedule around the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
To God be
Thank
the
you,
glory.
God. Amen. Amen. And this is Mama Pastor here. I'm so proud of you. Again, God is moving in your life in a mighty way. And you know, we're going to tell you what we would tell our natural kids. You know, just make sure you keep God first. I'm so proud of you that you called in for prayer on tonight, you know, because that lets us know that you do have the Lord on your mind.
seek God first, and he will continue. Listen to me. God will continue. As you keep him first, he's going to continue to bless you. I remember God's brought you a long way this year, and we are just praising God. We're ecstatic about what God is doing in your life. And guess what? God is not finished yet. This is just the beginning, and he's blessing you because of the, your love and your love towards him. So just keep that fire, keep that love, and keep moving towards the things of God, and watch God. God's going to blow your mind. God's going to take you places that you have only imagined going. God's going to open doors that you have only seen in your wild, in your greatest dreams. And he's going to put you in front of some people, some great people. Your gift is going to make room for you. And you are going to bring some glory to God. You're going to bring some glory to God. So we're excited about what God is doing in your life. And just keep on moving forward. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Amen. And know that God's going to do some great things in your life. So we look forward to seeing you soon. Your show's coming up. So prayerfully, we'll see you this Sunday or next Sunday. But know that we love you, and we're always praying for you. And know that we are so proud of you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I love you guys. Without you and God, I just want to say thank you for everything you have done for me and my family. And you guys are in for a treat on June 6th.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So to God be the glory. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a good night. Bless you guys.
God bless you.
Gifted, talented young man.
Yes.
And as you said, Pastor, his gifts will make room for
yes.
him.
Amen.
He is talented and gifted in so many areas.
Yes.
And we thank God, as you said, he do have a hunger for the things of God.
Yes.
And amongst his generation, he do have a relationship with God.
Yes.
And we want to keep that solid and going. To God be the glory. I don't know if this is our final caller tonight, but we're going to put this call on the air. And we thank God for him. Area code 270-270. God bless you tonight. 270.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We come to you, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. We lift up the three that makes one, Father. And I want to thank you again for your presence on this powerful prayer line, Father. I want to thank you for the prayers of the righteous that develop much, Father. I want to thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father, with the pastors there, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing them to continue to hold your unchanging hand, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for allowing them to continue to speak and preach the word, the true and living word, the gospel of Christ Jesus. In every individual, Father, that comes together, lifting up the three that makes one, Father. We know the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Father. We know in your word you said, when there are two or more gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst, Father. And we thank you, Father, for being in the midst of the powerful prayers that you allow us to pray, Father.
Yes.
And at this time, Father, I want to thank you for Pastor Anthony, Father. I thank you for putting the word in my heart, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing him to know, because he has committed his ways to you, because he has trusted in you, because he has delighted himself in you, Father. You will not only give him the desires of his heart, Father, you will give him your perfect will for his life, Father, because he has been faithful with the small things that you have given him and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. You will continue to bless them with many things, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for opening the floodgates of heaven, Father, and pouring him out blessings, Father, that he would know how to start to receive, Father. I want to thank you for giving him divine assignments. I want to thank you for giving him divine appointments. I want to thank you for increasing his territory, Father. And I want to thank you again, Father, for ordering his steps in your word. I want to thank you for allowing your word to be a light to his feet and a lamp to his path, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for allowing him to receive the word, Father, and allowing the Holy Ghost to dispense that word, Father, the true and living word of God. I want to thank you for allowing him to open his mouth, and you allowing the Holy Spirit to fill it with the word that you speak through him and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. And I want to thank you again for using their mouthpiece as your mouth, Father, speaking word into the lives of many, Father. I want to thank you for the prayer that the Holy Spirit prayed through them, Father. And I want to thank you for the word that you've allowed to be spoken through them into my life, Father. And I want to thank you for allowing those things that you have spoken to come to pass in my life.
Yes,
and I ask of you again to bless them mightily, Father. Continue to strengthen them for this journey. Continue to allow them to hold your unchanging hand. Continue, Father, to lead and guide them in all righteousness and truth, Father. Continue to cover them under that same precious and powerful bloodshed, Father. Cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. That same bloodshed that was shed on Mount Calvary, the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for using them to your glory. And at this time, Father, I ask you to continue to increase the congregation at Hillside, New Jersey, at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Continue to have your way there, Father. Continue to use them to your glory. And at this time, Father, I say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Mister. God bless you, Brother Jamal. We receive that. I receive that in the name of Jesus. New Creation Christian Ministries, we receive your prayers as a local church in Hillside, New Jersey. We thank God for the opportunity to shepherd the flock which is amongst us, leading by example and not for filthy lucre. So, Lord, I thank you that every need be met. I just touch and agree with my brother that you'll give us the resources that we need in every season of our ministry in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to send families and people, glory be to God, that are hungering and thirsting for Jesus, that those don't even know you, Lord. Thank you for the four young children just gave their lives to Christ, two teenagers and two young people. We thank you for Sister Terry and her family. We thank you as the church continues to grow, as you continue to do what you do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even as my brother had prayed for our strength, for greater wisdom, for greater being tuned in with the Holy Spirit, that we can speak what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus. People who are coming to hear a word, Lord, that we would decrease and let you increase in the name of Jesus. So I thank you. Whatever our brother needs, whatever his family stands in the need of, God, you know the desires of his heart. You know what he has before the throne of grace. You understand his petition and his prayer concerns. And, Lord, I thank you that you meet every need of Brother Jamal. I thank you for his spirit. I thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life. I thank you, glory be to God, for the opportunities that you would afford him in his lifetime. I thank you in the name of Jesus, the increase, some water, some plant. But you give the increase. So, Lord, as he speaks, as he declares what your word says, as the ministers and the churches and the opportunities in that area are being open to him, Lord, let him go through those doors with boldness and courage in the name of Jesus. Even ministering to people on the street, people at his job, even declaring your word, Lord, with family and friends. Let him be the light of this world and the salt of this earth on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. You have not given him the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So even when fear try to show up, even when fear come knocking at the door, even when fear try to invite itself in uninvited, that you would give him faith. Thank you that he's a man of faith. Thank you that he's a man of the promise. And thank you that he has an anointing that would destroy many yokes. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, brother. We thank God. I believe you're our final caller for tonight. But everybody heard you on this prayer line as you continue to pray. Sister Maria, Sister Carmen, and so many of those listening. That we love when you pray and send the word of God our way, because we just feel Jesus when you speak and when you pray. So thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just so amazing. God bless you. When Pastor was praying, I saw increase, Pastor, and then you said increase.
Yes.
God is speaking increase over your life. Pastor talked about an increase of souls and some plants, some water, but God gets the increase. God makes it grow. God was also showing me increase in your finances, your financial resources, that God is bringing increase. God is bringing increase in your finances. Hallelujah. And I saw you standing in the field. I don't know what your surroundings are like, but I saw you standing in the field. And it passed up, and it was dry.
Oh.
It was dry, but God said, you shall speak to the dry things in your life. God says it's time to speak because he wants to do something very personal in your life. This is a very personal time. This is a very personal time where God wants to move in some personal areas of your life. And some things have been coming up dry. And God says he has given you authority to speak to every dry area of your life. And Pastor, God gave me Ezekiel 37. And he told me to tell you, man of God, to prophesy. Prophesy to those dry areas. Prophesy to those dry bones. They shall live. Can these bones live? You know, Lord. He says, prophesy to those dead bones. Prophesy to those dry areas. Prophesy to those dead areas that seem to be there. How there is a suddenly getting ready to take place in your life. Hallelujah. As you open up your mouth and begin to prophesy to your own circumstances, God says there's a suddenly getting ready to take place. Hallelujah. And everything will come into order. My God, even as the bones came together after Ezekiel, after the prophet prophesied, God says everything is going to come together. Everything that's been discombobulated and in disarray is getting ready to come into order. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is something very specifically that God's getting ready to do in your life to bless you. To bless you. Hallelujah. To bless you personally. You know, when I thought you started praying, I started writing down your phone number there because I felt like I wanted to ask what it is that you need, and that I realized that God wanted me to say to you, what is it that you need from me, man of God? Because my ears are attentive to your prayer. Hallelujah. 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 God says my ears are attentive to your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God for him. He do have power in his words.
Yes.
He has authority in his voice. And as you admonish him to speak to dry things in his life or speak to things that look like they're not growing, he has the authority. Life and death, my brothers, in the power of your tongue. So we thank God for him on tonight in the name of Jesus.
I don't know what this means, Hallelujah. But I also see prosperity in his feet, Pastor. I see him standing in that field, and as he walks through the field, the brown grass turns to be green. So everywhere that your feet shall trot, not only do you have to speak it out, but God says you got to walk it out. There is prosperity in your feet. Everywhere that your feet shall trot, oh, glory. God says you shall possess the land. My God, hallelujah.
Amen. He is a blessing. And as you said, increasing his finances, he's just a blessed brother. He has sowed into the life of our church. He has sown into new creation.
Yes.
God is going to bless him
in
the name of Jesus. Well, we thank God. Again, we will be at our church on Sunday. We're going to have a baby dedication. It's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. Glory be to God. New creation, be there. 12:30, we will have a powerful service experience on Sunday. God has just been moving mightily in our church. Pastor just preached the word talking about the power. What was your word on Sunday? The power of the Holy Ghost? Or she talked about power. It was Pentecost Sunday. The power of the Holy Ghost is what she talked about on Sunday.
And we need to recognize we got to keep this power ignited and activated and going. So there's a powerful word from the Lord on Sunday. We will be at our midweek service on tomorrow night. And Thursday night, we will also be at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. So Sunday at 12:30 is the last Sunday of this month. Tomorrow night, 7:30, and Thursday night, 7:30. We hope to see you there.
Amen. And let us pray. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We pray, Father God, for Mother May, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for healing her needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Dolores Tucker. We thank you, Lord, for her life, God. We thank you for divine healing on her life, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Evangelist Robinia's sister. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus, her sister is healed, oh God. Even, Father God, from every ailment in her body, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for my daughter, Hakeem. For our daughter Hakeem and my grandchildren, Lord, continue to cover them. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, her body, and her soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Pastor Anthony, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, he is healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in his life. Continue to keep him, oh God, continue to satisfy him with long life because he delights himself in you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon his life. We thank you, Lord, that he is prospering and being in good health even as his soul prospers, oh God. We thank you for our marriage, God, and what you're doing in our marriage, oh Lord. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for saving souls in the house. We thank you for changing lives, God, while we praise the name of Jesus and while we worship you, oh God. So, Lord, we just magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy. Bless Kayla and Marcus and Justin, oh God. Bless every child that's represented by every adult on this line. Bless all of our children, oh God. Bless our families. Bless our marriages. Father God, bless the ministries that you've given the people to do. Bless Brother Elijah as he goes forth on the June 6th, oh God. Lord, let the anointing be upon his life, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in our lives. And we give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. Continue to bless Vanita, God. We cry out on the behalf of Vanita, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for Sister Maria's sister, oh God, and what you're doing in her life. We thank you for Lisa's life, God. We thank you for blessing her, oh God. We thank you for blessing Miriam, oh God. Bless Sister Jeronette, oh God. Open doors for her, oh God, that no man can close. And Lord, we give these prayers to you. Believe in you, oh God. The souls that you saved in the church, keep them, oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan and declare that nobody can snatch anyone from New Creation Christian Ministries. You've given us to be, Father God, shepherds over their soul. So, Lord, continue to let us do so as unto you, as unto you. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, everyone. Listen, we love you all. Thank you for praying with us and for us. Go in peace and believe. James Fortune. I believe. Go in peace and serve our God.
It keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Family will God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
About your future.